Ever notice how you come across somebody once in a while and you shouldn't have fucked with? That's me.
My tulips!
You dick.
Ain't you them kids that have been whacking off in my tool shed?
Dude, there is an epidemic of gold-digging whores in this country.
Yeah, Mr. White. Yes, science.
They trying to tell us that deep inside, we all wants to be white.
Well, isn't that true?
In Gaffney, we had our own brand of diplomacy. Shake with your right hand, but hold a rock in your left.
Because you look like Freddy Krueger face fucking topographical map of Utah.
So what do you think about homies over homies?
Is that something that is?
Victims. Aren't we all?
Tell you what, how about I give you three good pitches? If you get one, I'll answer your question.
Where?
Right there is good.
You got a bat?
Of course I got a bat. What do you think, I'm a fag?
Disappointed!
Hello, and welcome to Comic Con Koozie. In case you couldn't tell from our intro, this is a weekly Christian podcast. With me is I'm Cole Wise. That was a joke. And with me is Taylor Billings.
Ginger Jesus. Taylor Billings.
Ginger Jesus.
Just kidding.
As we were saying last week, this is going to be a guys' night podcast because Elijah Kirby is out of town.
Out of town. Guess he's camping in the mountains with a couple of dudes. From what I've gathered from the Instagram post. Remember to follow Elijah at Comic Con Koozie. And then ask him about his guy's weekend.
Where else?
Up in the mountains. Brokeback Mountain. What?
Where else can people reach us at?
Facebook? Yeah, Comic
Con
Koozie. And in case, you know, if you downloaded this podcast and you don't know how to spell our name, it's spelled with C's.
Spell it with C's.
That's all you got to do. So, a pretty interesting week. I would say, Cole, I'm still hungover from my birthday. Still.
Pussy.
And that was on a Wednesday night we celebrated. Still hungover. And I guess you got some notes. I don't know if you want to bring it up now.
Yeah, we can do that a little later.
Okay, sure.
I wanted to talk about that chick in France, that Instagram model.
I was hoping that would be saved for the dead celebrities, but she's not celebrity enough.
Yeah, she's not a celebrity. She's from France, and nobody here knows who she is.
Now, in your line of work, Cole, have you ever used one of those things?
Line of work? No.
They're not?
No.
But it's not. It was one of those.
It was a spray canister of whipped cream. So this girl in France, apparently she was like a somewhat famous Instagram fitness model.
Right.
She was going to have some whipped cream, and she sprayed it out of a CO2 filled cartridge canister, and it exploded, and the top hit her in the chest, causing her to have a heart attack, and she died. And that's not the first time this has happened. Like other people have had their teeth knocked out. I think there was broken noses. They've gotten tinnitus, which is a temporary loss of hearing and ringing in the ears.
Now,
and somebody lost an eye.
Is it something that they just don't know what they're doing?
No,
or is it just a faulty canister?
It's a faulty canister. There was a recall in 2010, but out of the 200,000 cans that they were trying to recall.
Okay.
I think it was 10 or 20,000 actually got returned.
I guess people are like, fuck it.
So like
roll the dice.
What is that? 10% of what they wanted back came back, and there's still 90% of those canisters out there.
How much shit do you think you have in your house right now that is recalled that you don't even know?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
So we could be this mixer that we're using could explode at any moment.
Could just catch fire
and just kill us all.
Could just catch fire. But that's because all the hot shit we're spitting.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow, I'm full of ourselves.
We are.
We are full of ourselves.
But yeah, I don't know. I was sad to see that somebody died that way. Not a good way to go, but
Come on, you didn't laugh out loud.
I figured, I saw that, I'm like, I wonder if Cole's going to bring this up, and I was right.
Where you didn't actually belly laugh when you heard that.
I did belly laugh. I just thought that was a weird way to go. I mean, I would hope it would be like some sort of cheeseburger accident for me.
I started laughing, and then I stopped right away because this judgy dude that I know was like near me. I was like,
judgy dude?
Yeah, like he always like, well, that's just a tragedy. You know, one of those kinds of people. Right. When you see something that's like totally fucked up and you laugh at it, and he's like, well, that's just horrible. So, and then just I was like, oh, horrible. Man, this is just awful. Like right after laughing, he's like, what? And then like I showed him like the video thing that I was playing on YouTube, and he's like, oh my God, that is so bad.
Oh my God.
That's tragic. And it's like, oh, it's also a little funny.
It's the way she goes, you know? Like I said.
Well, that's the way she went anyway.
That's the way she did go. But what are you going to do? Like I said, if it was for me, I would hope some sort of cheeseburger accident. That's me. That's how I'm going. That's how I'm going out. Some sort of like CO2 cartridge. Like
the button. There's no CO2
with the ketchup canister, with a ketchup dispenser.
No, like what you want is like to have a blue cheese stuffed cheeseburger, right?
Okay.
And then you bite into it, and it was so pressurized that the blue cheese just explodes and just
blows my face off. I would rather
just explodes down your. Explodes down your larynx and then like fucking just melts your voice box and your throat away.
Oh, and that's like an idea for a supervillain right there.
There you go.
What was that called? Smegma.
Shut up.
And Smegma was born.
Gross.
The Comicantuzzi News Team with Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all day long.
Dick cheeseburger.
I kind of picture. I guess I had this image in my head.
His real name?
Where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls like right away.
And Cole Wise on sports.
I'm just gonna tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole.
Hey, all right, quick question for you, Cole.
Okay, and then I got a quick question for you afterward.
Okay, so. Did you happen to go to Power Rangers with us? Did you see the movie?
No, I didn't. My quick question is quicker.
Sure.
Do you want to change the quotes on those on that intro, the
Comic-Con
Koozie
on That's up to Elijah.
I would like to do that.
Yeah, we should.
All right.
We should.
That's my quick question. All right. No, I did not go to Power Rangers. I heard that it flopped.
It did. It did. And the do you notice that the directors these days, they always have an excuse why their movie flopped, or why, rather than the movie sucking, it was something else, right? He says that the reason it flopped was because it wasn't rated PG. And had it been rated PG instead of PG-13, it would have done better in the theaters. And I think that's bullshit.
Two things. You said the movie didn't actually suck.
It was boring.
You said it wasn't.
It was too long.
It was too long and boring.
Yes.
Okay, so it did suck.
No, well, like the parts of it that were good were very good, but how drawn out it was. It's like, let's get to the fucking, you know, end of this. It could have been a half hour shorter and still had been. It could have been a good movie. That was my takeaway from it.
I don't know. It's a comic. Well, a superhero sort of movie. I would rather have a PG-13 movie.
Well, for
I don't think Power Rangers should be rated R, but PG-13 would have been fine.
Okay.
I think the problem with these movies, like, a lot of the problem, some actor actually brought this up about the Marvel movies, and I think it's a big reason why a lot of the DC movies do so poorly, is they're all starting to look the same, where cities are just fucking destroyed.
Sure.
It's like, yeah, it was cool in Avengers and stuff, but after that's your big effect is destroying a city over and over and over again. I think that's the reason why the Marvel Netflix TV shows are so much better than the Marvel movies.
It's more compact. It's more condensed. It seems like it's happening in a smaller area.
The damage to things is happening on a personal level.
Right.
Like you blow up a building, it's because they put dynamite in it and they blew it up purposely to kill a couple of people in that building rather than, a monster fell on it.
Sure.
Oh, Thor got thrown through it. You know, it feels more personal when they blow something up.
I get that. And you know, we talk about like my childhood on this podcast every so often, right?
Not too often.
Well, but I mean,
Mostly when we're making fun of you or your mom.
Right. I would say I did live a sheltered childhood, right? Okay. The lights are off.
I turned them off. Like, it's too fucking bright in here. We'll turn them back on in, like, 20 minutes when the sun starts going down a little bit.
But anyway, so I lived a sheltered childhood, I would say. So I didn't see a lot of the rated R movies until later on in life.
Oh, yeah?
But I will say this, though. We did go to a lot of PG-13 movies. Like, that was not off the table.
And they weren't bad.
No, they weren't bad. No,
and the PG movies back then weren't bad, neither.
Right. So my thing is, I don't think that people are going to – I don't think that's a deterrent for parents to take their kids to the movie. I really don't. I don't think PG-13?
No.
So this director can just fuck right off. Make a better movie. People will probably go to see it. Yeah, that's all I got to say about that.
That's a fair point. DC plans to put out 3 or 4 movies per year in the next few years, which is surprising because after – what do they got coming up this year? Anything? They have Justice League coming out this year.
Oh, DC.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had Wonder Woman this year, and they have Justice League coming out this year.
Oh, that's already this year.
Yeah, I think in late November.
Wow.
And then the only thing they have on the docket for 2018 is Aquaman. But they said that they're really working on a lot of things. They said, stay tuned for Comic-Con. There'll be more details. The guy who was in charge of this interview, he's like, yeah, you definitely want to be in Hall H for the Warner Brothers stuff this year. So
wow.
Hall H is where the big hall.
You know, Dad, do good, but good.
Yeah. that's the hall where they announced the big plans for the major studios.
Cool.
So maybe we'll see a lot more shit from DC.
So what did they announce at Wizard World in Minneapolis?
They announced, hey, if you want to go see this, it's over that way. And if you want to go see this, it's over that way.
Let's talk about some comic book news. We never talk about comic books on this goddamn podcast.
Well, I was just kind of lumping all the behind-the-scenes sort of shit into just regular news.
So when's the last time you read a comic book?
I was rereading The Boys just the other day, but I haven't read any new comics for, I don't know, a little while now.
Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Mutant Destruction #1 is going to feature a Hulk, how do they say it? A Hulkarine. A Wolverine Hulk, Cole.
Oh my
can
God.
Can you believe it?
Yes, I can. I've seen that the Venom universe is getting a Wolverine, a Venomized Wolverine. Marvel Comics is just so fucking stupid. It's like, oh, hey, we got this character, and they're both kind of popular. Let's mash them up into one character and
see
how that goes.
You don't think that's awesome?
I think it's garbage.
So what if you really like Superman and Bizarro Superman? Could we put those two guys together?
Make one a little more weird and one a little less weird. Dude, it's like taking two good things that never belong together and then putting them together. Like, okay, I get it that like you can do a Asian fusion, right? That makes sense. Like
what?
Asian tacos for food, right?
But that's like Iron Fist was gonna get fused with somebody else.
Like Korean food and like in Tex-Mex food and making like Korean tacos. That makes sense, right?
Okay, sure.
But this is like they're trying to take like fucking tuna fish sandwiches and put it together with like, I don't know, fucking hash browns or some shit.
So just because they can do it doesn't mean they should.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I get it.
There's a good way of putting it. Yeah. I like the Jurassic Park reference.
So,
because we wanted to know if we could do it, we just never thought about if we should.
So, but my question though is like, what is this going to open the door to? I mean, is there just going to be unlimited comics now coming out? I mean, it sounds like a cool premise. I'm not going to lie, but it's the premise sounds cool.
A Wolverine Hulk hybrid.
You're saying
Hulk is already invulnerable, so he doesn't need a healing factor, right?
Right.
So what, the Hulk is going to be able to smell better so he can track?
I guess. He's going to fuck shit up.
He can hear better?
But I understand where you're coming from, though, and that it is stupid, because I can see just like a whole host of stuff now. If this is successful, you know, I can see them doing all this other
but
shit.
You're looking on the bright side, whereas
you're not even
it's Marvel to Comics. Look at it. I know they're going to do like 6 issues, and then they're going to fucking move on to the next stupid idea. That's what they're known for, is that they drop an idea the second it doesn't sell books, and it's not going to because it sounds stupid. People
Maybe
aren't going to go for it.
I'm going to read it, and I'm going to let you know how it is. I'll do the review on the podcast.
Yeah, 6 months from now when you finally get it on your little app.
My little app. All right. So you got another one?
Yeah, I think I do. Can I look further? Fox wants to do another Fantastic Four reboot. Aimed toward younger kids.
What?
Okay, first of all, the first Fantastic Four movie wasn't necessarily aimed at younger kids, but it was totally kid-friendly.
Yeah.
This one would... Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm just saying the last one, they're even younger.
That one wasn't aimed at children, and I don't know that. I haven't seen it, but it looked a lot darker. This gets more ridiculous. Let me finish this up. Rather than focus on Sue Storm and Reed Richards and the Human Torch and the Thing, it would feature Franklin and Valeria, the children of Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Woman. And then in the movie somewhere, Thing and the Human Torch are also going to be in it.
So
it's going to take, like, rather than, like, the Fantastic shitstorm that it already is, like, already kind of a B team in the Marvel Universe, right?
Sure.
It's going to take their fucking C-level children and make them the stars. You know?
Now, do you think that is the reason why Fantastic Four seem to fall flat all the time? Is that they are a... kind of a subpar sort of.
It's a lesser team.
Reed Richards sucks.
I think a lot of people who read Marvel comics, I don't believe that is a book that they're totally interested in.
Huh?
If you think I'm wrong, get back at us at Comic Can Koozie on Facebook, whatever.
Hey, how about this?
No, but I honestly do think that people. It's like the Silver Surfer. You don't have huge fans of the Silver Surfer. You know what I mean?
Right.
People might buy the T-shirts and wear them, but they're not like. I don't think that a lot of people like. If even it's between that and like an Avengers shirt, you're gonna get the Avengers shirt. If it's between getting a Mr. Fantastic toy or a Captain America toy,
hold on.
Which one are you gonna go for?
Which one has the posable fingers?
Yes. Shut up. You're just saying that because you like to make action figures flip people off.
Well, not
which is
only Elijah. And you see what I've done here? I got a Kevin Owens figure, two of them, in fact.
And you didn't even take them out of the box.
They're not even out of the boxes. So how could somebody come in and fuck with them?
Like how can you have any fun with them?
What am I going to do with them? They're going to fight each other?
I don't know. Get a little wrestling ring. Get a like a.
Oh, maybe I should. Maybe get I should a little like a wrestling ring. Cell.
Make a little wrestling ring. Get Roman Reigns in there and have Roman Reigns get his ass kicked. Kevin Owens is beating the shit out of him.
And then Elijah would come over and then Goldberg would be fucking probably
not if
the
it's
Rock.
In a Hell in a Cell, you got it caged in, dipshit.
Maybe that's what Elijah needs to do. He's cage off the fucking action figure so I don't go in there. Oh. Moving on to another piece of news I'm pretty excited about, but I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay,
I'm excited, but I don't know how to feel. Carnage is going to be making an appearance in the Venom movie. I have been waiting a very long time to see Carnage brought to life on the big screen.
That's cool. I think that would be fun. It's better than another version of the Green Goblin. I don't care to see the Vulture, really.
No, I mean, Green Goblin was probably the best one to start off with like the first movies.
You want to see how they're going to make it look and how it's going to look cool and all that, right?
Hopefully.
The Green Goblin did not look cool. The Vulture doesn't look all that cool.
He did, too.
No, he didn't. He looked like an action figure with no movable mouth. And, you know, like
I liked him. I liked that Green Goblin. I didn't like the costume. I loved the mask.
He looked like a Power Ranger villain, like from the first Power Rangers TV show and shit.
He did.
Shit news for you, though. Apparently, you know how last week, like a few weeks ago, they're saying the Venom universe wouldn't be part of the MCU. And then last week, they're saying, yeah, the MCU, it will be part of the...
Right.
It's not going to be. They've made a final decision.
So this means that it's just a one-off?
It's a separate universe from the Spider-Man, from Tom Holland's Spider-Man, from all the Marvel Comics universe stuff.
Like, I'm okay with it, but it just seems like a foolish decision. Like, why you want to tie all the stuff together, but I don't know. Whatever.
I don't get it. And it seems like they're actually talking in person, and they're sitting next to each other at these press conferences, so that they're getting along somewhat well. It doesn't seem... It seems like a really odd situation to me.
Right.
But whatever. I don't give a shit as long as the movie is good.
For sure.
That's pretty much my mindset on all kinds of things, is I don't care about the backstage shit unless... as long as the movie is good.
Right, right. And I guess I saw that, was it the Han Solo movie lost its directors? They see that?
I believe you were right. Yep.
I don't have it in front of me. I didn't
care enough because you're the Star Wars fan. I figured if one of us seen it and someone gave a honestly, shit, it would be you. And I don't.
And here's the deal is like I am so – after Rogue One, okay, after Rogue One came out, it was a fine movie, you know, but it just didn't have that Star Wars feel to it. You know, it wasn't something to get excited about. And that's sort of how I'm feeling about these spin-off movies that they're doing with like Han Solo, Boba Fett. Great that they're doing them, but, you know, I'm not excited for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I know how you feel now. Right. I mean, it's like, oh, he lost the director. Who cares? And honestly, like – it's going to be a fine movie, but it's not going to get me excited. It's not going to get me to really want to go see it. Like, yeah. I'm excited for The Last Jedi, not so much excited for the Han Solo
movie. I am so much more excited when I see a good, like, commercial for a new television show coming up than when I see a great preview.
Sure.
You know, because previews, you're taking a 1.5 hour movie and you're putting all the good parts in one commercial, right?
Right.
To make a good commercial for a TV show. I mean, I was really surprised. A little more work than that.
Speaking of that, we went to the movies. Went to the movie this past Friday, I think it was, and it was an indie film. So we'll get to that later. But I was just really taken back by the previews that I saw. It was like, what the fuck? There's this one that's coming out called Beguiled. That I'm really looking for.
Is it about the dude from Street Fighter 2?
No, M. Bison.
No, Guile.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not. It's about Colin Farrell.
It's about a dude who got his ass kicked by the Street Fighter, Guile. So he's been beguiled.
No, not that. No, it's about, it's a period film with Colin Farrell, which I'm not a huge fan of, and Nicole Kidman, right? And it takes place back in the Civil War. And I'm just really surprised to see how much they were giving away in this movie. It's like, what are you doing?
They made a law when I was a child that, like, because they used to have previews that were, like, 10 minutes long.
Jesus.
They made a law that they couldn't be over 4 minutes long now.
Okay.
Because, like, fucking movies would take forever because you go in and sit down for the previews. And
right.
Half an hour later, maybe longer, after, like, three previews, it's like, what the fuck? So, as I recall, they made an actual law that limited the time that a preview could be.
And what they should do is just put them, like they did in the old days, at the end of the fucking movie. That way,
previews at the end of the movie?
That's why they're called trailers, because they trailed the movie, traditionally.
Well, I never seen that shit.
Well, this is way back in the day.
Dude, I won't even stick around for the mid-credit scenes in
well,
a movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So the people that would really want to see it could, you know, stay. But see, that was back in the day when people... could just go online and watch them or see them on TV.
What? No, they can't do that.
No, I'm saying they couldn't do that back in the day, so they would have to stay to see the coming
when
attractions.
When you said couldn't, I misheard it.
Sorry. So yeah, they couldn't just go home because they didn't have the internet back in the 1930s. I don't know if you knew that.
That's true. I guess movies were probably one of the few forms of entertainment.
Right.
There was a time when magicians were their shit.
Yes, they were.
I got one last piece of news.
Sure.
There's been this thing where people are pissed because Gal Gadot got paid one amount of money for Wonder Woman and Henry Cavill got like paid like a lot more. Like apparently she only got paid like...
Who's Henry Cavill? Who's that?
Superman.
Okay.
Like she got paid $300,000 for Wonder Woman and he got paid $14 million for Superman. And that... like the press was like, what the fuck? This is so unfair and shit, right? Turns out it was totally fucking not true. They somebody misreported it, and then all the other fucking news
outlets. Of course
outlets,
they did. Of course
all
they did.
The other,
because,
all the
fact
other news outlets just jumped on it without checking it out.
Stupid
so
bastards.
So everybody looked like an idiot.
Good. They deserve to.
Yeah. So... fuck you, jackasses.
Fuck you, jackasses.
Can we pause? I'm going to turn on the lights again and get another beer and take a big piss. And the lights are back on. My bladder is empty and my beer is full. Taylor, you want to hear a joke?
Let's hear it, man.
What does a brain surgeon say after a successful lobotomy?
Let's hear it.
Nailed it.
Nice.
Nice.
Speaking of brain surgeons, okay, I was just watching a TV show before you came here.
Yeah.
About boob surgeons.
Boob surgeons.
Yeah.
That's the same thing as a brain.
Pretty much.
As a boob.
And this lady was doing this cosplay stuff, and she was like giganto boobs, like huge. And she's like, I need bigger tits. And I'm like,
at one point it gets fucking gross.
And that's what the guy was trying to say. He's like, lady, your skin is so thin. Like, if you go any bigger, it's going to be bad news. And she's like, I don't fucking care. I want bigger tits. It's like, okay, goddamn.
Yeah, that's
some people's kids. Shit. Well, you know what they say, Cole?
No.
It's time for sports.
It's time for sports.
Basically my sports news.
I only like some sports, don't like them all. I'd rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only like soccer when they yell and go. It's sports for Cole. Don't shit your shorts.
It's just Cole on sports.
Golf is not a sport.
You know what I'm going to do next time you have shitty sports news, Cole?
What?
He doesn't like hockey, he likes basketball. Does it
take? You're gonna rewrite my song?
No, of course not. Romeo did such a great job.
That is a good job.
I'm not going to touch it. Never going to touch it. But anyway, what do you got for sports school?
Well, I got some sports news about two sports announcers who kind of left their last jobs under shitty circumstances. Mauro Ranallo from the WWE.
NXT.
Mike Goldberg have the UFC have signed with Bellator.
That's good though.
And that's the number two MMA promotion in North America. They won't necessarily be broadcasting with each other. I think they're both going to be more of the play-by-play guys,
right?
And then have like each one of them will have a separate former mixed martial artist with them as the play-by-play. The expert, the Joe Rogan sort of guy sitting next to him.
Sure.
So that's nice because Mike Goldberg they just didn't want to renew his contract, so they let him go after fucking, I don't know how many years he'd been doing that.
Which is really strange.
At least 15, it would seem like. And Mauro Ranallo, he lost his WWE job because, well, he didn't lose it. He just resigned because he was having rough times there. So
JBL. Fucking bastard.
So, did you want to move on to wrestling?
Yeah!
Fuck you!
Oh, that's our old school one.
Tradition.
That's our old school.
Because somebody didn't put the fucking wrestling intro on a goddamn Dropbox, Elijah!
So, this one also concerns Mauro Ranallo. Which you kind of gave away
NXT,
earlier.
NXT.
Mauro Ranallo was rehired by the WWE, more specifically by Triple H, to be the play-by-play announcer on NXT.
Let's give it to Triple H, because honestly, without him, I think NXT would be nothing. And all of these fantastic superstars that are coming up nowadays, you know, coming through the ranks, they wouldn't be there. You know, so...
It was a smart move on his part. It was a smart move on his part. Take one of the best wrestling announcers in the world and put him the second best wrestling announcer in the world and put him on his second rate show.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just crazy to me.
So
I thought King Ross was King Ross. I'm thinking of the fuck.
That's why I said Jim Ross.
No. I thought Jim Ross was supposed to be doing. Stuff at WWE.
He's going to start at Great Balls of Fire, I believe.
Oh.
I'm not sure, but I believe that.
Right on. All righty. So what's... I heard you have some sad news for us, Cole.
I do.
The who is it?
You got my song ready?
I got it.
All right.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
So one of the men who sang this song, who rapped this song, Prodigy, from the rap group Mobb Deep, Yeah, the bass is up really high in my microphones right now.
Yeah.
He passed away this week. He was 42 years
Jeez,
old.
Jeez, did they say what happened?
He had sickle cell anemia since he was like 18 or something.
Jesus.
He got into a lot of different like arguments and rap beefs with other people. So
naturally.
No, he got into a lot more than usual.
Oh, okay.
But he was very, very good. He was a very good rapper. Too bad for him. Shit sucks. Sometimes you get diseases and die.
Sometimes,
I don't know what to say.
Sometimes you take a CO2 canister to the chest.
Sometimes you die because you were trying to eat whipped cream.
We're gonna write a comic book someday.
Oh, CO2 man.
No, smegma.
No.
He's got a melted larynx. Oh, gross.
Ah, fuck.
Not from smegma, but other cheese.
Let's just keep talking about shit so we can listen to this song.
Yeah. It seems cool. I've never heard it before. I'm a sheltered
You've
kid.
You've never heard this song before?
I've never heard of this guy. I saw Prodigy died, and I thought that somebody was talking about a rap prodigy, so I thought Will Smith's kid died. I'm like, oh my God.
Will
what
Smith's
happened
kid to- is a rap prodigy? When well, did that happen?
Well, you have listened to... Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's theme, obviously.
His son isn't a prodigy,
getting jiggy with it. So I just figured that he would be a prodigy, like his father, a great rapper.
Doesn't work that way.
I thought it did.
Talent just doesn't pass through your fucking like sperm canal into a fucking egg and just...
I thought it did.
You don't get another fucking rapper. It doesn't work. It's not Dragon Ball Z. You don't get more powerful because your dad was powerful.
What was his kid's name? It's killing me now.
Who?
Will Smith's kid.
Jaden?
Jaden!
You know how I know that?
How's that?
Because before we did the podcast, I would come over to Elijah's house and like on a bi-weekly basis, he'd be bitching about something new this kid was doing. Have you heard about this stupid shit Jaden Smith has been doing? It's like...
No,
because I don't give a shit about this fucking kid.
Well, honestly, I thought that the prodigy passed away him, but it wasn't. It was the guy named Prodigy. Well, so I think his
rap name was Prodigy because he was this song. I believe this song came out when he was like 18 years old.
Okay,
and like he had been rapping for a while before that. He was a young guy
sure.
when he started out, and he's very good.
There you go.
People compared him to like Nas and shit like that. You don't know who that is. Never mind. Shut up.
I'm sorry. Listen, top five rappers: Beastie Boys, Eminem, MC
Lars.
So
your top five rappers. One of them is a group of three.
Well, you have to go with each one.
Oh my! No, you don't.
Okay. And number one is Easy Motherfucking E.
So first of all, he sucks.
Actually, I would say Ice Cube's up there though. N.W.A. The rap. We can go with rap groups, can we not?
So you're just taking like names you know, like.
No, I like Straight Outta Compton and Fuck the Police. I like those.
You don't
songs.
Have to whisper it. It's not illegal to say
fuck
the name.
Fuck the Police.
It's not illegal to say the name of his song.
Okay, well, I do like that song. But I'm just saying, like, those are some of my top rappers. Hmm. Oh, and the guy with the thrift store song, I like that guy, too.
So most of your favorite rappers are white people.
You know what? Honestly, you want to hear a funny story about this?
What's that?
So I'm a big, like I said, I like Eminem. I like the Beastie Boys and a few other rappers, MC Chris, some kind of underground stuff. And this song comes on, right? I have no idea who the guy is.
The thrift store song.
A Macklemore's thrift shop, right? So I'm like, oh, right. This is actually a pretty good song. I like the content. I like what it's about. So I was talking to Robbie, and I'm like, you know, I'm really glad that this has come out, and I can, you know, really like a black rapper. I said this to Robbie because I had no idea at the time. And then I come to find out he's white, and I said, son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. You're an idiot.
I'm just – I don't know.
You know, I like how on this fucking podcast you keep on saying, like, stupid shit about me.
Yeah?
But the things that come out of your mouth just make you sound like an asshole.
I am an asshole, but I'm just saying, but then I've been more cultured and listening to more
NWA. When I say an asshole, I don't mean like a mean guy. I just mean like an idiot.
An asshole idiot. Whatever. Whatever. I don't know where this shit train's going.
Well, song's over. We can start going on to a different topic.
Sure, why not? We got some TV reviews from Cole.
We don't actually have any reviews. We got some debut dates, though, so I'm happy about that.
Should we put some... I know what to do.
You put on some TV theme song music. Well, today, Preacher is going to debut, and I'm going to go feed Elijah's cats in a couple hours and turn it down, because this shit always distracts me really badly. So I'm going to go over to Elijah's a little later.
Do we want to watch it here?
Oh, do you have it here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I have beer here.
All right, we'll watch Preacher when we're all done.
All right. So, and then let's just take a break, watch Preacher, come back and spoil it, because you know Elijah's going to listen to this podcast before he does it.
No. No, but we could definitely watch it.
Yeah, we're totally going to watch that shit. The Orville, that's the one, the space parody by Seth MacFarlane. That's coming out on September 10th. That's going to be the special series premiere. Lethal Weapon was the weirdest show I watched all year last year, because
you liked it.
I didn't think I would. I didn't even start watching it when it came out. I started watching it on Hulu like 3 weeks later, just because there was nothing else on.
Sure.
And I was like, this is so fucking good. How is it good? It's supposed to be shit. It's a really good show.
And this got renewed, you say?
Yep.
Cool.
Gotham is coming out on September 28th. I hated most of last season, and I loved the last four episodes. It was great. Great season finale. And Lucifer, one of the better comic book shows on TV right now, starts on October 2nd. So people got shit to start looking forward to,
because yeah,
everything else is over except for Preacher, which is just starting. That's pretty much all the TV shit. That's why I wanted to save movies for afterwards, because I think you're going to do better on movies than I did on TV.
Hell yeah.
So you ready to go? Are we ready to go? Are we ready to go? Hey.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this Grand Delusion, podcasters with some delusion.
Hey, it's Taylor's Movie Reviews.
You know what it is? You know what's funny?
There it is.
That song was better than the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song.
Was it?
I like this song so much.
What about his Prodigy?
No, it's not as good.
Well, you haven't heard.
It's not as good as the Mobb Deep song, no.
Well, you haven't heard Will Smith's Prodigy yet.
Shut the fuck up.
I got to go to a movie this week, Cole.
What'd you go see?
I went to see The Book of Henry.
Did you really? Did it suck? Because I was going to go see that the other night with you, and then I was
you
like...
You definitely would not have liked it, so I'm glad you stayed away.
Okay, so here was the thing. I said that I wanted to watch it last week, and it was coming out on Friday. Let's go see it on on Sunday or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember what day we were going to
see it. Sounds
right. But you're like, I don't know if I can go see it. I'll get back to you later. And then I went and looked at the reviews online. I think they had 14% on Rotten Tomatoes. Maybe it was 20%. It was really low.
Right. And I don't know. It's one of those things, again, I can't go by what they say. I just can't
with
do it.
My thing, though, was I was going to have to go see it at the Grand and not the Dirt Mall.
Right.
So I was Tuesday, I am not going to go pay Grand prices. I would rather pay Dirt Mall prices. If I'm going to go see a movie, that's probably going to suck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hear what you're saying there, buddy. So what I got to say about this movie. So it had some people in it that I recognized. It had I recognized the two boys. The younger boy was in that movie called Room.
Okay.
Yeah, The Room.
Whatever.
Not the one you're tearing me apart,
yeah,
Lisa.
Yeah, I kind of
not
gathered.
That one. But who's that? The little boy that played in it. He's a great actor. Really is. And then the other kid, the older boy, he played in a movie I saw last year called St. Vincent with Bill Murray and Melissa McCarthy.
Okay, all right. I started watching that on Netflix, but then I was like, I'm drunk and I don't give a shit, and I deleted it from my account.
Yeah, it was... Okay. Well, that movie was pretty good. That kid's a really good actor as well. And then it had... who's the chick from Rings? Not Nicole Kidman. I always get her confused with
from
her.
From Rings?
A ring. The ring. Oh, God. What's her
and
name?
The chick who crawls out of the TV?
No, the other lady. Oh, whatever her name is.
I don't care.
God, it's
dude.
Kicking my ass.
I don't care.
And it's got Hank from Breaking Bad.
Okay.
The brother-in-law. So basically, this kid is super smart, gifted, right? And he's got brain cancer.
All right.
But it's not revealed until like the middle of the movie. So you had the first half of the movie, right? So about 45 minutes, this kid's really smart, really clever. And then he notices that his next door neighbor, his little girlfriend, kind of, is getting abused by her stepfather, right? So he's trying to do his best to rectify the situation, but nobody's doing anything about it, right? So I don't know. Then he dies of brain cancer halfway through the movie. And you're like, what the fuck? Right? So it was really pretty emotional up until that point. Then all of a sudden, since nobody's been helping this kid had put a plan in place for his for himself, but since he died, his mother...
So the plan is the book.
The plan is the book to kill...
Spoilers,
to kill the stepfather, because nobody will do anything about it.
All
right. Right? So it's like, what? So here it turns in from like the sad sort of like My Girl type movie into a thriller. It's like,
Two separate movies. Like, it's like...
Really, it is.
It's like My Girl, and then it turns into... What was that fucking movie that sucked that Elijah thinks is awesome?
The Accountant.
No, not that one. But okay, then it turns into The Accountant.
But not really.
The Last Kiss Goodnight or something.
Sure. And yeah. It's just like, what the fuck... Again, it wasn't terrible, but it was pretty poorly executed.
All right.
And then there was some heartwarming moments for the ends where she decides, hey, I can't kill this guy because I'm an adult. She's like, I'm a grown-up. It's like, yeah, you're just going to – because
I just realized.
Because throughout the movie, like, this kid is like kind of a father to the mom in a way because he is so mature in what he does, right? So I don't know. Weird movie. Probably wait for this one on Netflix, I'd say.
It's like if half of a movie was, you know, Speedy Gonzalez running away from Sylvester the Cat, and the last half was, I don't know, Child's Play.
There you go. Kind of a two-for-one. Go into it looking at that. I don't know. I can't give this one very high just because of just how weird it was. So I'm going to say 2.5.
Wait, 2.5 is still 50%. You're going to go with it was 50% good?
Yeah, I'd say so. Well,
the first half was good. The last half was not.
Then it's like, holy shit. So she goes into this, it was pretty funny. She goes into this gun shop and she's like, I need this kind of gun. And she's like, ha ha ha. And she's like, Dominic sent me. I said, oh shit. Yeah. Weird movie. Weird premise. Check it out on Netflix when it comes out because don't go to the theater.
So do you want to do the 10, or do you want to do the B-Day
stuff? We're all ready for Taylor's 10 already?
It's either that or we're going to do the thing where we talk about the other thing.
All right, let's
do... That we did on Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do the... let's just do Taylor's 10 real quick. Why? Because Cole said I had to.
I don't say you have to. What? When did I say that?
I don't give a fuck about what you think. It's Taylor's 10.
Well, the reason I like that song, too. That song's one of my favorites. It's like a sing-along, dude.
The reason I say this, Cole, is because
I didn't say you're the one to do shit.
You're the one that said, hey, you should do the duos. You texted me. Top 10 duos. Oh,
I was going to talk to you about that, though. But never mind. Okay,
let's just do it.
Let's do it. And then I'm going to give you some of my duos because I got some down too, motherfucker.
All right. Let's see where they match up, shall we?
Okay.
Number 10.
Oh, you don't know some of mine.
Probably not.
Okay.
Now, wait, where are you pulling these from?
My ass.
Comic books, movies,
TV? Oh, mine are from everything, man.
Oh, okay. Same here. Okay. So, number 10. And the reason I put them so high is because there's a lot of them.
There is a lot of them.
I was like looking at this. I'm like, we should almost split this up into TV, movie, and maybe comic books. But I said, fuck.
You know what? Halfway through, I was thinking I should have just done fucking cartoon characters.
Yeah, no kidding, right? So number 10, we're going to go with Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, that's my number 10, too. Nice. Because they were not good enough to be higher up.
All right, there you go. I mean, it was like, yeah, Jay's pretty funny, but Bob doesn't really say much because he just doesn't.
No. Bob is the Batman in that relationship. Jay is the fucking bitch.
Well, I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying, you know, he just doesn't say anything. So anyway.
Same way in real life, too.
Probably.
Fucking Jason Mewes is a prick.
I thought he's a bitch.
Well, he's a bitch, too.
He's both.
We met him in real life. He wasn't cool.
Number 9, Holmes and Watson.
Are you fucking kidding me? Dude, seriously, look at that right there. I got it written down right there, too.
Number 9.
This is number 8, and this is going to be different for you and me.
Okay, so for number 8, I've got Wayne and Garth.
I don't
Wayne's World.
I don't have them on my list.
Really?
I should have. Wow. I feel like maybe an asshole.
Maybe honorable mention at least.
I feel like an asshole now. I had Mugen and Jean from Samurai Champloo. That was an anime that was fucking awesome.
See?
That I don't think I'd own because I think it cost like a fucking buttload of money the last time I checked.
Check out Crunchyroll.
I don't know.
It's like Netflix but for anime. Anyway,
I don't want to get a Netflix just for one. We could just watch kind of one TV.
Number seven. I said number one, I think. Number seven, Pinky and the Brain.
I don't got that one either, but I got Tango and Cash.
All right. I don't know who that is, but okay.
You don't know who that is? Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell, and they're cops, and they're fucking badass. And
never heard of it.
They're way better than... they're way better than...
Starsky and Hutch.
Well, yeah, they're better than that. Who are the idiots from Lethal Weapon?
Donald Glover... Danny Glover.
Not their real names. Yeah, those two. Murtaugh and Riddick. They're better than that. All Tango right. Cash was the shit.
Number
six. Then that's the name of the movie if you want to check it out.
Sure.
Tango and Cash.
All right. So number six is also a cartoon. And I had sort of a... I was like, should I put these on here? And I'm like, let's go for it. Because I was thinking Ren and Stimpy. I'm sure Ren and Stimpy made your list.
I was thinking Hank and Dean Venture for my cartoon number six.
Oh, that's a good one. My cartoon is Beavis and Butthead.
Wait.
You don't have Beavis and Butthead?
They were an honorable mention.
Okay.
But no, wait. No, number six was Pinky and the Brain.
No, number seven was.
No, 10, dude, 9, we're a number at number six. And that was Hank and Dean Venture for me. And
Beavis and Butthead for me.
I thought it was Pinky and the Brain for you.
No, Pinky and the Brain was seven. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, number seven was Tango and Cash for me, so who was that for you?
Wayne and Garth.
Man, your list is all fucked up. You didn't even number it right.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yes, I did. I did number right. I don't know what you're doing over there.
9, 8, 7, 6. We should be on 5 right now. Who's your number 5?
I said Beavis and Butthead was
okay,
my 6.
Okay, I got Vincent Vega and Jules Winfield from... what was that movie? Pulp Fiction.
Oh, okay. I saw them too. Considered it.
Number four.
No, that's number five.
No, that we just did number five. Now we're doing number four.
Do you want my number five or not? Because maybe you read one after my five. I don't know. Whatever.
All right.
Number five for me. I'll edit some of this out. Put that down.
No, don't. It'll just show how stupid you and me are. Mostly you.
Number five for me is Tommy Callahan and Richard from Tommy Boy.
That's a top 10 for you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I got Vincent Vega and Jules Winfield from Pulp Fiction. I guess maybe both of us fucked up on number five.
Mostly you.
Mostly
but,
us.
Number four, who do you got?
Troy and Abed from Community.
Okay.
Troy and Abed. Never heard of it. In the morning. I got to borrow you all a Community. Oh, don't let me leave without giving you Dirty Rotten Scoundrels tonight because it's in the car.
I think I'm getting my ass kicked because you didn't let me. But anyway. Number four for me went to our boys from Star Trek, Kirk and Spock.
That's not a bad one at all.
That's what I have to say.
I don't even watch Star Trek, and that's not a bad one at all. No. I totally fucking agree with you.
Number three,
who you got?
Penn and Teller.
Oh, you got a real life motherfucker.
Yeah.
Nice.
I went for it.
I got Jesse Custer and Tulip O'Hare from Preacher, which is coming tonight, and we are watching it.
Cool. I like it. Number two
is my turn to go first.
Go for it.
Rick and Morty.
That's a good one. That's a very good one.
All right.
I have to go with the classic because I know a lot of people are probably going to... Actually, my last two were classics. And I
your
think,
number two is going to be Batman because you're never going to let it be number one, right?
Well, I like Batman quite a bit. Maybe I should be Superman and Bizarro Superman.
Or they're not a team, dipshit.
Yeah, it's going to be Batman and Robin at number two for me.
I figured it would be.
Yeah.
Okay, so for number one.
Wait, honorable mentions we should have.
Honorable mentions, I got five of them. How many
Holy
you got?
Shit, I've got three.
All right, I'll start and end. First, I'll do one, you do one. How about
All right.
Spike Spiegel and Jet Black from Cowboy Bebop.
Okay.
That's the two who were...
I still have to watch
who
that.
Who were partners for... Oh, you got mine? You got my copy?
Yes.
Dude, start watching it. Just watch an episode, watch a second one, and then it's like potato chips. It's going to fucking dominoes on you. Like, you're going to be like, eh, it's okay, it's okay. And then you're like, oh, shit, I can't fucking stop. I'm binging this shit now.
Sweet.
All right.
I like that.
Your turn.
I'm going to go with you're not a Doctor Who fan, but I'm going to have to say with the Doctor and Rose Tyler from Doctor Who.
Man, you just could have said the Doctor and the Companion because that's, like, iconic enough where I get it, but this is a specific.
Yeah, this one's specific. This companion? This is the first Companion when the series came back this last time. Okay. So I'm sure that for a lot of people will be the one to choose.
All right. Sean and Gus from the TV show Psych.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen that. Probably not.
No.
No?
One of my
favorite funny shows. Like, just a really very funny show. Like I was saying, there's not very many shows from USA, like original shows from USA, and that's probably my favorite one, and then Monk.
We're kind of dicks.
Why?
We didn't even put wrestlers on here, I don't think.
I didn't want to put any wrestlers on there. They're only together for a little bit until they get fucking split up. Enzo and Cass just split up last week.
That's true.
And they wouldn't have been on my fucking list anyway.
I was hoping they would be. Right. Let's go with Jerry Seinfeld and George Costanza.
No. Yes, good for you, but for me, that wouldn't have,
no?
Even, that wouldn't have made my...
Well, I was thinking, like, I don't know.
Dude, he's okay with, like, everybody. Like,
right.
Is that his best friend or whatever?
He is, but that's why it didn't make it to the top of the list.
I got Goku and Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z. Mostly because they start out as rivals, but then they're, like, they're never friends, but they're, like, they're teammates and they're sparring partner.
They did join the same body at some point,
yeah,
so.
Two become one. It's like marriage vows and shit. But that's why they're on my honorable mentions. They're never really friends.
So Chip and Dale definitely had to make the honorable mentions.
Chip and Dale, that's a good one.
Love Chip and Dale.
Earl and Randy Hickey from My Name is Earl.
Okay.
The two brothers from My Name is Earl. That would have probably been on the actual list if that hit.
Robbie would be sucking your dick right now.
If that
he loves that show.
If that show hadn't been canceled due to a writer's strike.
Yes,
weird how like the show got canceled even after the strike was resolved.
One of my buddies was actually an extra on that show.
Really?
Yeah, I'll talk about it later. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah, let's just not talk about that.
All right, number one.
Wait! I got one more honorable mention. Okay. Booster Gold and Blue Beetle. They're kind of like they're not like Batman and Robin, but they are like both superheroes.
Yes.
But they're so goddamn inept.
Okay.
Like. Booster Gold is the one that I was saying that The Miz should play. That The Miz wanted to play, and I said that would be a great, great thing.
Sure.
And the Booster Gold that the Blue Beetle, the one that hung out with him, was the second version of him.
He was almost
as good of a detective as Batman, and he was a rich guy like Batman. He was just like kind of the butt of everyone's jokes.
Sure.
It was awesome.
Cool. So who's your number one?
You know who it is. But there's like, it's Batman and Robin, but it's not any Batman and Robin. It has to be any Batman and Robin that has Dick Grayson in it. So, like, when Batman was Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson was Robin.
Sure.
Or when Dick Grayson was Batman and Damian Wayne was the Robin.
Batman Forever.
Batman Forever. No. No, but I'm talking about, like, the comic books. Like,
okay.
Like when he was Robin, Bruce Wayne was the dark. Like, you know, the Dark Knight, and he was kind of like the more lighthearted one, you know, like almost kid friendly, right?
Sure.
And then when he grew up and became, he took over as Batman for a little while when Bruce Wayne was missing, Damian Wayne became Robin. Damian Wayne was raised by assassins, so he was a murderous little fucking snotty shit.
Really?
And he's just like kind of like that, whoa, rein it in there, fucking killer. You know, like, don't be...
Why didn't this ever make a fucking movie?
It will...
Like, seriously.
It will... It's kind of made, like, it's been in the animated movies.
Sure.
Just no one would...
It just seems like
if they did that in an actual movie, you think people got pissed about Wonder Woman's costume?
Yeah.
Or the fact that she looked good? Like, people would be up Warner Brothers' ass for changing his name.
To Dick Grayson?
Changing Batman's name to Dick Grayson. Having not ever read a comic and realizing
that
he was Robin.
Thing?
You know, like, it'd just be stupid.
All right, so number one for me has got to be Han Solo and Chewbacca.
There you go. I kind of I didn't see you putting that one on there, but it makes sense now.
Totally makes sense.
All right, so
the team, the duo. What kind of music should we play? Oh, I know what to do.
I know what to do. No, that was fun. We both got to make a list, and I can't believe how similar the beginning of our list was.
That was interesting.
Jay and Silent Bob, Sherlock, and Dr. Watson. That was crazy.
Someone got a birthday. I wonder.
Anyway, so the reason we're playing this is because we play it for everybody's goddamn birthday. And it was Taylor's birthday this week. You know, this is the only birthday where we've actually all hung out together, I think. Did we hang out for Elijah's birthday last year or not?
I don't think so.
I think he went camping and then we did a podcast about it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We played this song on the next... And then on my birthday, we didn't hang out because I didn't tell you guys it was my birthday.
Sure.
And then you guys didn't want to hang out with me, so I wasn't going to be like, oh, it's my birthday
it's
coming.
My birthday.
I was like, fuck those assholes. I'll go hang out with somebody else. Hey, you can turn this loop of fucking...
Fine, it's off.
All right. Yeah, so I just didn't hang out with you. Turn it off!
So
did you take any notes from your birthday, Taylor?
Apparently you did.
When I got home, I was a little fucked up, and I was like, that night was fucked up. I got to write some of this shit down because I'm a bit fucked up. What do you remember from it?
Oh, my God. So much. So much I remember from my birthday.
My favorite part. Okay, so Taylor calls up me and Elijah, and he's like,
hey. Well, let's start off with my night, because we started off by going on the Big Lebowski booze cruise.
Yeah.
And I was surprised at the amount of people that actually showed up to this fucking thing. So many people were there. It was like, holy shit, right? Okay.
I already heard your story.
Oh, okay. So, a ton of people on the booze cruise. Fantastic time. A couple of things that bummed me out, though, is that they didn't have white Russians on the cruise. Well, they did, but it was chocolate milk, basically, because they used the pre-mixer white Russian. And I understand the why they did it, because, you know, it's easy, it's fast, whatever. But, yeah, so that part of it was whatever. So I was already pretty drunk after we got off the boat. You know?
Okay, so what I really liked about that, though, was, like, because the Big Lebowski drinks white Russians, and you were on this Big Lebowski booze cruise.
Right.
So you were ordering white Russians for kind of the rest of the night?
Well, hold on. I had ordered white Russian. I think I ordered one on the boat, and once they pulled that shit out, I was like, God damn you guys.
Well, later on at other bars, you were ordering white Russians.
Yes, I was.
So was that server a native kid?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so whatever his name was.
So the server was a native kid. So Taylor orders a white Russian, but he doesn't say a white Russian. He says Russian Wachichu, Russian, which Wachichu is the Lakota word for white man.
Right.
So what a white man Russian. And the fucking kid just starts laughing, and then he walks away and brings back the fucking drink.
Yeah, so then after we got off the boat, they only gave us... Oh, and Jeff Allen was there. Jeff Allen! So we hung out there. He's talking about a bunch of movies, and I have no idea what they are.
Okay.
It's like, okay, Jeff, I don't know what that movie is, but...
Because you didn't know the movie, or because you were so drunk you forgot?
Because I'm sheltered as a child. I don't know all these references to these 80s movies. So anyway... So we got off the boat, and then we went and grabbed a quick bite to eat. I had a bunch of drink on the boat, and then we went to Ground Round, which had their Long Island Tea Night. So I had like two of those, and then that's when we popped over to the bar.
Yeah, you give us a call, and you're saying like, yeah, we're going to be over here for a little bit, and then we're going to head over to Pub 21, which I was like, God damn it, because I used to work there before it was Pub 21. It was called Chips.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was an awful bar, and it's still not great.
It's not great, but I like it because it's roomy.
It's
they got pig wheel, and there's not a lot of people there.
Okay, here was part of – did you know that after you like win a hand on pig wheel, you're supposed to like give the dealer a little bit of money?
Yeah.
Like, so, like, you know, you were playing with the black chips?
Yeah.
How much are those chips worth?
They're a buck.
They're a buck. Okay, well.
I tipped her.
You tipped her.
Right.
And then she got her money and she walked away, and then the new blackjack dealer came.
I said I was going to kick his ass. I think his name was Joe, and I was like,
Joe.
Dude, we're going to take.
So once you were winning then, so they gave you more than a couple of chips after you would win. Like, and then they give you like a 50-cent chip, right?
Sure.
So like every time you would win on that, you should have given them like a little something, a little 50-cent chip, right? everything that you tip him, the bar also tips him. They like double, they match your tip. The bar matches his tip, right? So as far as I could tell,
I don't think when I
you
won, though.
When you guys were, you won a few hands, you lost all your money, but you won a few hands. You could have thrown him a little shit.
Fuck him.
Right? Oh, my God. So Elijah tipped the girl who I knew, Laura Shelton. Shout out to Laura Shelton. Thanks for listening to us, too. Oh, shit. Should I have said her last name?
Sure, why not?
Okay, so. But I probably shouldn't have said her last name.
We'll bleep it.
Anyway, Anyway, so he tipped her a couple of bucks.
Sure.
But, like, it was a couple of bucks. I don't know how much money you guys won off of her. But Joe came. You guys did not win a lot of money off
of her. No, I don't remember.
But
hell, I don't remember.
But, like, finally, so you guys lost all your money to Joe, but you won a few hands. You should have thrown him a couple of bucks.
I don't even remember winning,
here
though.
Or there. You would win a hand here or there every now and again. So you guys all fucking lost all your money, and you're just like, sorry, I don't have any more money to give you, and you fucking turn around and walked away like an asshole. I wound up tipping the dude fucking 20 bucks for you idiots. And he's like, what's this for? I was like, it's your tip. He's like, you didn't fucking pay. I was like, these guys are idiots. I don't think they know they're supposed to tip you. Like,
Cole, at that point, I don't even know how much I had to drink. I was so...
You were fucked up.
Hammered at that point. I mean, I was pretty far gone. And then... Did you leave before we did blackjack?
No, I let. Oh, first of all, do you see this picture here?
Yes, I did see that.
Do you see this?
I noticed that too.
You're fucking idiot blackjack dealer.
Greninja.
Greninja?
That's what I called her. She's like, I like that name.
She's in this fucking filthy ass bar dealing blackjack barefoot. Like she was standing there in like fucking sandals or some shit. And then she just slips him off, and he's standing there.
She's got to get comfortable.
She's standing there barefoot with her busted ass fucking hammer toes that probably needed to be clipped. They were not the right color, dude.
You gotta let
I snapped the picture so I could send it to you guys later.
God damn
that
it!
That shit was gross.
Well, whatever.
But, okay, so I decided I was gonna leave at like maybe 11:45. So I walk up to the bar to go cash out. Right.
Sure.
And I hadn't had a lot to drink. I kind of had a headache, and I didn't really want anything else. I just kind of wanted to go home, right? Some fucking asshole comes up to me and puts his arm around my shoulder, and I'm like, this dude stinks. And he's like, hey, do you remember me? And I'm like, motherfucker, I know that I know this dude from my last job. And I was like, no. Like, I was like, I recognize your face, but I don't know your name. He's like, let me give you a hint. And he's like, you saved my life 3 times. I was like, what? Like, I don't remember that shit. Do I remember you from this place that I worked at? And then he, like, just gives me this blank-ass stare. And he's got his fucking arm around my shoulder. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why does this guy smell so fucking weird? Like, and he's just giving me this blank look. And he's like, come on, dude. Like, here's a hint. Do you do paperwork? And I was like, not really? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, and he keeps on giving me these weird clues that have nothing to do with reality, right?
Okay.
And he's like, he's yelling at the bartender the whole time. He's asking me these stupid fucking questions to get me a shot of Goldschlager, which it's like,
what
kind of man drinks Goldschlager?
That guy.
A pussy. Like, anyway, so. I tell him I don't want the shot. He argues with me for a little while. Finally, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. I down the shot, and I was like, can I go now? I'm trying to leave. He's like, no, dude, like, you know me. I was like, yeah, I know you from this place. And he's like, yeah. I was like, I said that like 5 minutes ago. Why didn't you just say yes then? He's like, oh.
I was playing a game with you.
I don't know. And then I look at his hand. And the thing I was smelling was he was eating Cheetos out of a bag, right? Well, he had doused these fucking Cheetos in Tabasco sauce. And every time he'd reach in to grab a fucking Cheeto, he would get Cheeto dust on his hand and there would be Tabasco sauce all over it. And I look at my shoulder. My shoulder is covered in like orange Tabasco Cheeto dust. I have to throw the fucking shirt away.
Oh, you threw it away?
I threw the shirt away.
Oh, my God.
It was stained. It was...
What shirt was it?
It was that, like... It was like a maroon flannel. It was a plain shirt. I don't wear very flashy shirts very often.
Sure. Okay, I wasn't making sure.
I like them to be pretty goddamn plain, but it was still pissed.
That's funny.
You know, it was like $7. It's not a big amount of money, but I don't want to fucking go buy another fucking shirt. Now I got to go buy another fucking shirt. So anyway,
oh, I missed how
many
all this.
You know how many? Well, because you were over by the. That was another thing that pissed me off. You said to me at one point at the night, in the night, you're like, oh wow, this is like Vegas. Like, yeah, we're all standing around watching Elijah fucking lose money. It is like fucking Vegas.
I remember that.
But I mean, I didn't want to stay there, like just sitting there watching somebody play blackjack. Fuck that. It's no fun, you know.
Right.
Oh, hey, we're all gonna not talk. And here we go. So
you should have got more hammered. It was more fun that way.
Now I told you I had a headache. If the more I drank, the worse it got. So this guy, how many people do you think were in that bar, customer wise?
There was like myself. I would say maybe at the most 10.
I would say at the most 10 too.
Right.
This guy is telling me, look, if anyone in this bar fucks with you, I got your back. I'm like, what, from the three guys over there that are my friends and these fucking geriatric bitches over here and like those four other people who aren't paying attention to me? This is the guy who...
Cheeto Man.
What, you got my back against the five people who work here, two of whom I know? Like, yeah, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, pal.
You're a real tough guy.
Well, like, at least he knew you had... It was just the jest. I wonder if Elijah gave him a ride.
Oh, Elijah gave some idiot a ride?
Yeah, because afterwards, like, we were leaving, and this guy comes chasing after us. Because Robbie said we left about 10 minutes after you had left. So this guy comes out, he's like, wait. I'm so fucking gone by this point.
I see you still haven't gotten your fishing rods out of his car.
Fishing rods?
You were trying to get some fishing rods out of the back of his car, but it was locked. So I have to go feed his cats. And I walk in the back of his car.
That's right.
Yeah, he's still got his fishing rods still up in there.
But so he gave some guy a ride, I think. So then we went to Lucky's afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
So I had one drink at Lucky's, but by that point I was, this is probably close to one of the drunkest I've ever been. And it was pretty funny because we stopped at Denny's afterwards, after it was all said and done. And Robbie sits down and I sit down. The lady says, what do you guys want to drink? And I'm like, water. That's all I wanted. So Robbie ended up ordering nachos. I ordered nothing, right? So I was sitting there, and then I'm starting to get the spins at this point. I'm like, Robbie, I got to go step outside for a sec. He's like, all right, go ahead. So I go out there, and I walk past this fucking homeless guy on the bench, right? And I got to – he parked kind of, you know, down a little way. So I walked on the sidewalk and got onto the pavement, and then I threw up there, okay? Then I got to Robbie's truck, and I'm just puking, right? This fucking homeless guy walks up to me. He's like, hey, man, I'm really hungry. And I'm throwing up, right? It's like, I'm really hungry, man. I just wonder if you can spare. I'm like, I'm like, dude, just step away. Let me have my moment. This is my moment.
Let me enjoy this moment.
I don't know why I said that to him, but I'm like, just let me have my moment. So I threw up a few more times, and I walked past him again. I gave him a couple bucks, but yeah, that was pretty...
My favorite part of that night, though, is before we even got there, because Elijah showed up first.
Sure.
He walks in, and he thinks he sees you.
Right.
And he was going to smack you in the back of the head.
I wish he would have.
But changed his mind at the last minute, draped his arm around the side of your shoulder like in a half hug and said, happy birthday, buddy. Turns out that it's not you. It's just kind of a black dude who doesn't really look like you, but he has a shaved head.
No. It was the waiter.
No.
Yes,
it was. He wasn't pointing at the waiter with hair. He was pointing at the shaved-headed black guy with the muscular shoulders and the pudgy belly. But the dude did not look like... Yeah, and he was wearing a shirt that said, you should love me, I love me too, or something like that. Or like, I had a heart in there. You kept on thinking it was the waiter, and I'm like, dude, it's that guy over there, the guy with the shaved head.
That's weird. Well, all right.
Yeah, it wasn't the native guy. It was the black dude, and he got you totally confused with them. It's like
I understand, though.
The guy looked nothing like you, dude.
I get that all the time, mostly because my big dick. Yeah. Oh, boy. So it was a fun weekend, or a fun day, Wednesday. Thursday, not so much. The rest of the week, I've been feeling shitty, so what the hell? I'm still hungover, I guess.
Bullshit.
But anyway, just kidding.
For Comic-Con Coogee, I'm Elijah Kirby.
I'm Elijah Kirby. I
suppose I'm Cole Wise.
Well, let me play an outro here because, you know, that's what Elijah does.
We don't got to do what he does.
Well, it's, you know, we just do what we do, man.
We do what we do. We do the do.
This will be the outro.
Do. Okay.
For Comic Cat Koozie.
I'm Cole Wise.
I'm Taylor Billings.
And I'm Elijah Kirby.
Teddy Ruxpin is my friend.
So we'll be back next week. I hope Elijah's here. I hope he didn't get dysentery from the mountaintops. But we'll find out. Montezuma's revenge is a bitch.